for some years there's been quite a lot of public concern about unauthorised encampments, particularly during the summer in Poole. This came to something of a head last year when there really was an awful lot of public concern, and this led to us as a council holding a public seminar in October to discuss the various issues. The seminar resulted in a six-point action plan, and one of the things that we agreed to look at as a council was providing what we call a temporary stopping place, which would allow the police to use their police powers to move people immediately from unauthorised encampments to this temporary stopping place.
So how did you go about coming up with potential areas where this site could be placed?
Well, our officers have been through a fairly rigorous process. What they did was to start with all the sites in Poole that are owned by the borough. They started with 90 sites and assessed those against various criteria. And quite quickly, they got those 90 sites down to a group of seven. They then applied a number of more detailed criteria, and that shortlist of seven has come down to the two sites which are being put forward to council tonight.
And what kind of facilities would be provided? I mean, how extensive would they be?
Well, they're fairly basic facilities as compared with a permanent transit site, which would need full washing, toilet facilities and a dedicated caretaker, which is obviously quite expensive. A temporary stopping place, by contrast, only needs fairly basic facilities like a water supply and a sewage supply. So it's clearly much less expensive than other alternatives. It would only be open during certain periods of the year.
Obviously, it is quite a contentious issue for people who live in the proposed areas, and there have been quite a few people who have been quite outspoken about that. They don't want it on their doorstep, is that something the council understands?
Well, I mean, really, this is going to be one of the issues that council has to weigh up. As I say, there is concern, which is fairly widespread across certain parts of the borough, about traveller communities. But I do recognise that local people in the area where we're considering these sites, some of them do have quite strong views. And that's part of the debate we'll have to have this evening.
So those views will be taken into account?
I'm sure they will.
And if it turns out that those views are overwhelming and the council perhaps decides that these sites aren't the right place, what happens then? Do we go back to the drawing board and start again?
There are various other ways of managing traveller encampments. I mean, for example, for many years now in Poole, we've adopted a sort of try and manage the travellers approach and go through due legal process to move them on if we feel there are particular problems. So you can try to manage the problem, as we have been doing in the past, but as I say, there has been a groundswell of feeling that we ought to be looking at taking rather stronger action.
And how much does the council work with the travelling community itself? I mean, do you have much contact with them about what they want, what they need, what perhaps would help them so that they're not going into unauthorised camps and making a problem for residents in the council?
Well, we do work with them very closely. The moment travellers do arrive on a particular site, officers from the council do go down, they do meet them, they do talk to them about their needs and requirements, and we do try to assess the best way of working with them and managing the situation. But I would make the point that we have been through a process which has taken us down from 90 sites down to just two sites, so I mean, it's not as if we have a lot of choice. It's not as if we have 20 sites that we could put on a menu and ask people to comment on which ones they would like best. We are where we are, and it looks as though we only have these two sites as possibilities.